Have you ever watched someone recall names, facts, and numbers with effortless precision while you struggle to remember where you put your keys? Kevin Trudeau's mega memory challenges the myth that memory is an innate talent, revealing it as a learnable skill anyone can master. The fundamental insight? Your brain already contains everything you've ever experienced. The challenge isn't storage, but retrieval. Your memory isn't failing you, you simply lack the right system to access what's already there. This explains why you can't remember a new acquaintance's name, but can recall every lyric to songs from decades ago. The difference isn't capacity, but technique. What if the gap between memory champions and the rest of us isn't genetic, but methodological? What if your perfect memory is already there, waiting to be unlocked? Memory operates through five distinct stages: think, conscious analysis, emote, emotional processing, look, search, unconscious retrieval, create, forming connections, and know, seamless access to established knowledge. Most memory problems stem from overthinking, like when fixating on someone's name makes it harder to recall. Information in long-term memory cannot be forgotten. The challenge is retrieval, not storage. Consider how you can recall childhood phone numbers but forget recent ones, or remember decades-old song lyrics but not this morning's reading. Songs create stronger memories by engaging multiple brain regions through rhythm, emotion, and repetition. Random information without meaningful connections simply gets lost in neural noise. While mental techniques form the foundation of memory improvement, physical factors significantly impact performance. Your brain consumes 20% of your body's energy despite being only 2% of your body weight. Stress is memory's greatest enemy. Cortisol impairs hippocampal function, crucial for forming new memories. Trudeau suggests a simple technique: briefly looking upward to synchronize brain hemispheres and improve information access. The foundation of Trudeau's system is basic association, connecting new information to what you already know. It starts with the tree list, 20 familiar objects serving as memory anchors. Each number links to a specific word through meaningful associations. 1 is sun, first light. 2 is shoes, pairs. 15 is paycheck, payday. 16 is candy, sweet 16. This approach uses elaborative encoding, creating multiple pathways to the same information. Connecting the number 5 to fingers and then to glove builds a chain of associations, making retrieval nearly automatic. Notice how easily you recall your childhood phone number versus one saved yesterday. The difference isn't just repetition, but meaningful association. That childhood number connected to emotions, experiences, and muscle memory. Similarly, you instantly remember your first address because it links to countless memories of coming home and receiving mail. Beyond basic association, chaining connects unrelated items through vivid mental imagery, creating links between multiple new pieces of information using absurd, exaggerated mental pictures. Imagine remembering a grocery list by visualizing a giant cow swimming in milk, laying enormous eggs that crack open, revealing bread loaves, which transform into apples bouncing across your kitchen floor. The more vivid, bizarre, and emotionally engaging your mental imagery, the stronger your memory becomes. This technique leverages our brain's preference for visual information. We process images 60,000 times faster than text. Our visual processing systems evolved over millions of years, while reading is only about 5,000 years old. That's why you easily remember your childhood home's layout, but struggle to recall recently read text. The PEG system creates mental hooks for organized, retrievable information. Trudeau introduces two primary PEG systems, the body list and house list. The body list uses 10 body parts as memory anchors: 1, toes; 2, knees; 3, muscle; 4, rear; 5, love handles; 6, shoulders; 7, collar; 8, face; 9, point; and 10, ceiling. Physically touching each part while saying its number creates a powerful multi-sensory foundation. To use these pegs effectively, employ VIA, Vivid Visualization, Imagination, and Action. Unlike chaining, linking two new pieces of information, pegging connects something new to something established, like visualizing eggs smashed on your toes, peg hash 1, to remember eggs on your grocery list. Nutrition plays a crucial role in memory function. Memory-impairing foods include turkey, contains tryptophan, which promotes sleepiness, refined sugar, causes energy crashes, white flour, diverts blood from the brain, coffee, diminishing returns, and alcohol, slows neurotransmitters. Conversely, certain nutrients enhance memory. Lecithin, found in soybeans, eggs, and wheat germ, helps build essential neurotransmitters. Herbs like ginkgo biloba improve brain oxygenation, while guarana provides mental stimulation without jitteriness. The physical environment also impacts memory performance. Proper lighting, comfortable temperature, and minimal distractions create optimal conditions for memory formation. Regular exercise increases blood flow to the brain, delivering oxygen and nutrients essential for neural function. Even simple movements like walking can improve cognitive performance by 15 to 20%, according to some studies. Sleep quality dramatically affects memory consolidation, the process of transferring information from short-term to long-term storage. During deep sleep, your brain replays and strengthens neural pathways formed during the day. Just one night of poor sleep can reduce memory formation by up to 40%. Establishing consistent sleep patterns supports this vital process. Name recall is perhaps the most practical memory skill. Trudeau's three-step system begins with creating a CPEG, the first thing you notice about someone: clothing, features, mannerisms. Next, turn names into pictures by breaking them into syllables and creating sound-alike images. Bill becomes a dollar bill. Mike becomes a microphone. Sue becomes a lawsuit. For surnames, Johnson becomes Toilet Son, Maskowitz becomes Mask Cow Witch. Finally, combine these elements with exaggerated action. For Harry with a bow tie, visualize hair growing wildly from the bow tie. For Janet wearing a scarf, picture jam being spread on a tennis net wrapped around her scarf. This technique transforms what neuroscientists call the Baker-Baker paradox, the phenomenon where people more easily remember someone is a baker, occupation, than someone named Baker, proper name. By converting proper names into concrete images, you overcome this cognitive challenge. Trudeau's system challenges traditional education by engaging the brain's natural learning processes through association, visualization, and emotional connection rather than repetition. When studying, imagine teaching the material to someone else. We pay more attention to our own words than others. During lectures, avoid note-taking that divides attention. Instead, mentally engage with the speaker as if they're addressing only you, forming questions during pauses. The benefits extend beyond recall to transforming life experience. When basic information retrieval becomes effortless, your mind can fully engage with the present moment. Conversations deepen when you remember names and personal details. Learning becomes enjoyable rather than stressful. These techniques ultimately foster a new relationship with your mind where you harness its extraordinary capacity. Your perfect memory isn't something to achieve, it's something to uncover. The question isn't whether you can remember, but whether you're ready to stop forgetting.